Let's head into the Saints camp with Simon Lethlean, the GM of footy. Simon, great to have you on AFL Nation.
Hey, Jared, how are you going?
Very well. Just before we get to tonight, what happened with Zach Jones during the week?
End of training on Thursday, he was just doing some kicking to the forwards, and he sort of went for a bit of an off sort of check kick about 40 metres, sort of just the mechanics of it just basically ripped the cordy off the top of the bone there. So he's had an operation yesterday, probably 8 to 10 weeks. So, yeah, very disappointing.
It's wretched luck for him, and that's pretty significant for the team.
Yeah, when you lose a player with that sort of speed and impact, along with Gresham, who are probably those two different sorts of mids we've got there, it has an impact. But as I'm sure Jordan and that would tell you, it gives the likes of Burns a chance and Vitale a chance to stamp themselves in our team. And when those guys are hungry, good things can come of it. But yeah, it's a loss.
So, I mean, seeing as we've opened the discussion on the injuries, Zach Jones clearly had nothing to do with game time or rest. It was probably hasn't kicked that way, and the muscle didn't work properly, and he pinged it, given the force that went through it. But have you got even a non-scientific look, or if you had a scientific breakdown of your injuries, how many soft tissue, how many collision injuries from the game, and how many concussions have you got?
Yeah, we've got Dean Kent, who got knocked out in a VFL game 2 weeks ago, who's still unavailable for a couple of weeks. So that's the only concussion we've got at the moment. Otherwise, so far, with the injuries we've got, basically Gresham's and Achilles, which you'd know is, I guess, just an event that occurs. Patton and Geary both broke their legs, so they were sort of collision injuries. The only real soft tissue we've had are, I guess, athletes that have been volatile in the past to that, which includes Zach. Hannah's has got some calf stuff going on. Most of ours have been either collision or other injuries, not so many sort of hamstring, calf types. So it's a bit of both. But there's no doubt there's an accumulation this year amongst all clubs. I think 177 players aren't playing this weekend or something similar. So, it's a significant issue.
Have you got a view on what you think may be underlying this? And clearly there's more than one issue, but have you got a strong view on any of the issues?
Oh, I think there's an evolving view, and it's probably one you'll have a better view of with your background, Jared. But, there's certainly a shorter pre-season. The boys came back later after a longer rest. And as part of it being a shorter pre-season into matches, we certainly had to ramp up our players into match-like simulation and condition and training quicker than we normally would. We'd usually spend December conditioning more. This year it was January 10, and so, whether that's had an effect, I guess that can be one of the assumptions.
And a player returning from a significant hamstring injury, James Frawley, it'd be nice to have him back. Potentially might play on Tom Hawkins, who he's got a really good record against.
Yeah, you would have seen that up close. Geordie's, he'll certainly play on Hawkins. I think that's pretty obvious. We brought him to the club for those sorts of matchups, which allows, Howard and Wilkie to take the others as compared to taking the bigger gorilla types. So he's obviously hasn't had much match conditioning, Chip, but he's ready to go, and he's been terrific for us with his leadership, his on-field leadership and organisation of the backs, and just the general mojo in that group. So looking forward to seeing him debut tonight.
And another topic that has sort of been spoken about this week is the footy cap spend and players and admin staff being asked to do a little bit more. As I look through the group, I can see a few recruiters that aren't at the club, one being Simon Guest. How's the club been impacted by his absence?
I thought you might ask that. No, there's been absolutely no impact with Guest. He was pretty lightweight, pretty light touch. But there's certainly been some other really important people that have been at the club for a fair while that aren't here anymore. As we sort of rationalised every department, we lost at least a good person in each area. I wouldn't include Guest in that list, but on a serious note, we certainly are leaner than we were, and the workloads have only increased, not lessened. So there's some prioritisation and some focus areas that need to be probably drilled down into to maximise what we're doing. But certainly people are working hard, but people are working hard in every industry in the world. So that's just where we're at the moment.
I'll straighten up a little bit. How have you seen the rise of St Kilda last year was really evident, and then this year you've gone through some form struggles. How have you seen the expectation and this group dealing with the expectation that is upon it now, going into games and being able to win and perform at a high level every single week?
Yeah, it's a good question, John. We definitely, in some of those matches that we lost poorly this year, we lacked some on-field leadership and some on-field ability to change the course of a game. And, you know, you can point to the fact that Newey wasn't there and Foley wasn't there and Hannaby wasn't there. And those three have to be about probably our best on-field communicators. But part of the growth of this group has now been that Sinclair and Billings and Clark and others have had to step up and Membry and own some of that communication. It was a pretty quiet bunch those first 4 or 5 weeks. So as teams have worked out how to best play against us, we didn't cope with challenge against us and stepping up. And it's not all talent and effort. There is a lot to do with communication and leadership out there. We needed to get better there, and we have the last few weeks, but that's an ongoing part of our growth for sure.
And Bradley Hill to halfback, he was struggling a little bit, I suppose, on the wing, but it seems the move to halfback has really freed him up.
Yeah, I think so. He's a great mover and a great ball user, and he does look very comfortable coming at the game and being given the ball there as compared to all the structural positions and positioning of wings can leave you pretty high and dry at times. And he was probably still working and running as hard as ever, but probably not getting the ball like we wanted him to. So halfback gives him and Sinclair a chance to ping off there a bit, which every club likes to have. And he certainly had 2 good weeks there. And as part of that, he's been defending really well, which has probably been a knock on him. But his hard work and defensive stuff is what's got him going. So we're really pleased how he's travelling now.
And how have you seen Higgins and Butler? Obviously, the addition of Higgins. Butler was brilliant last year, particularly in the first half of the year. And I imagine he's copying, you know, being there's more defensive plans for him now from opposition. But how have you seen that so far?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think Higgins has kicked 16 goals, which is a pretty good return in 8 weeks. But I think by his own admission, hasn't been as impactful as last year. He probably needs to get back to his pressure act that's still been pretty solid. He's probably getting past a few contests more than maybe he would have last year, and he's aware of that. So I think we'll see a better last 3 quarters of the season than Butts. But he certainly had a great year last year. His work rate's really important to us. A bit like Hilly, if he can get the pressure-type stuff back into his game, I think the rest will come. But I think Higgins has settled in pretty well. To kick 2 goals a game is a pretty good return. If he gets 44 goals a year, we'll be pretty happy.
Yep.
We discussed the importance of this game, Simon, at the start of the coverage tonight. It seems like it's a more important home and away game than any other that you've played this season. You're on a big stage. It's Friday night. You've had a couple of bad ones. You've had a couple of wins where you've got across the line, and you've had an amazing comeback against the West Coast Eagles on this ground when you were 4 goals down at halftime, which was probably the high point of the season. It almost seems as if it's a judgment evening for the Saints as to their real credentials for the season.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. When you're on Friday night footy against the team that played the best footy of the round last week, you're certainly you're about to be assessed. That's, again, part of us growing up as a team and a club and embracing the big stage and seeing where we're at. So under no illusions that the Cats' best footy will beat most teams in the comp. We'll work out a way to not let them do that, but also put our best foot forward and show our strength. So, yeah, there's no hiding Friday night footy. But we're looking forward to it and looking forward to the challenge. And we haven't had many wins against the Cats of late, so it's a big challenge for us.
And Simon, so Max King's contract, and do you have a long-term master plan to bring Ben King to the Saints as well, as was written yesterday in the paper?
Yeah, look, I think we're going to get reference to Ben for the rest of our lives. So I think every club in the comp would have a plan to try and get Ben King if they could. But I guess the answer to that question is whether you're asking about Ben or Lekosius or anyone at or Rankin or anyone at the Suns, any player under contract, we can't really talk about. It's not appropriate to do so. He's got a contract next year. We're obviously very close to Max and his parents, but there's been no discussions about Ben with Ben, and he's doing a good job at Gold Coast. And we'll let managers do their jobs across the journey.
Simon, thanks for your time. Good luck for tonight.
Thanks, gents. Have a good night.
Simon Lethlean, the general manager of footy at St Kilda.
Cats have made a late change again, as is their specialty. Luke Dalhouse, obviously not coming up fitness-wise after getting a whack or two last week. Jordan Clark is in, and Max Holmes is the medical substitute for the Cats. Ben Long will have that role for the Saints.
Well, that's good, because I think he's a good young kid coming in, and he's been challenged down there. He's been worked on with a lot of their coaches as to where he needs to get better. But I reckon they're his best adds something that they haven't got. Geelong. So I'm looking forward to seeing Clark really produce some good stuff.